Welcome in, everybody that's watching this now today. It's our first episode of in the month of December. We're super excited to get the holidays, the festivities going. And as you've seen by this, our main discussion is kind of what are our favorite Christmas movies and kind of our whole idea is just to kind of tier list them. So we have a pulled up. Thank you to tiermaker.com. But Gianna, how are you doing?
Good. I'm getting ready for finals, which isn't the most fun, and things have been busy with Thanksgiving, which is why we took a little break, but pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. It's December, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. That happened so fast. But let's just hop into it, man. Let's waste no more time. Let's hop into it. Let me share. This is our tier list, right? For our, now not every Christmas movie is going to be on here, right? We're going to add some in post because I took a quick look and there's definitely some missing, some controversial ones missing. So to start, this was actually our first planned Christmas episode idea. And that I'm pretty sure is Charlie Brown Christmas. Gianna, what do you think about this movie?
I personally
should we pick our tiers? Should we rename our tiers? How should we do our tier system?
I think we should leave it like this. This is kind of baseline, and those who do know the tier systems know it. So I feel like we should leave it like this.
No. I spell garbage. Garbage. mid. Yeah, who cares about the tier system, though? This is we're supposed to make this spicy. This is...
All right.
J. G. Babe. We got to make it special towards us. We'll keep A, and then we'll go classic.
But that one's hard because they're all classic in a sense.
Yeah,
but we can leave
us,
it.
Towards us, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
And then what's the mid tier? What's above mid? Just above mid.
There we go. All
right, these are our tiers. Sorry to interrupt. Now we can resume. All right. What do you think about Charlie Brown Christmas?
This one, it's kind of a strong start. There's the Charlie Brown specials, but specifically the Christmas ones, I feel like are kind of basic, but to the point where it's like classic. See, this is hard because now I'm personally between a favorite and a classic. But I mean, I think I'm going to have to put this one at classic.
I haven't seen this
because
one, so I really have no opinion.
Really? Yeah, we watch this every year, so it's definitely a staple in my household.
Oh, very nice. Hold up, there we go. Scene. So what, you're thinking A?
Yeah. Classic tier.
Classic tier. I think I do, frankly, remember it.
You had to have seen it at some point, whether it's like a clip or there's just so many great things about it.
Yeah.
The music's really good too. It's cute.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. All right. A Christmas Story. Now, again, another one I haven't seen in a minute, but I remember this more.
Oh, I thought you were going to say seen ever. Oh my gosh.
No, I've seen this one. Who? Now, this is the definition of a classic. I will fight on a hill saying this is a classic.
That's interesting you say classic because while it is a classic, I was going to put this one at like a favorite.
Okay.
Because it's a good story and I've always enjoyed watching that movie. So I think that's a favorite.
I think it's at least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever seen Arthur Christmas?
Yeah.
I have not seen this movie.
I don't remember it.
Ever.
I don't think it was necessarily terrible. And I know some people think that there's like some character in it that's hot. I don't know.
Whoa.
I think
Christmas hot?
Nah, I don't know who it was. I'll text my friend and I'll ask because she'll know.
There we go.
Yeah.
Name drop.
I think I'll put this one at mid because there wasn't anything that was like overly bad about it. Because, like, obviously, it wasn't, like, super memorable for good or bad reasons. So, it's a pretty mid movie.
So, would you recommend it, though? Like, should I watch it? Just for me, for my preference. Do you think I should watch it? Do you think I would like it?
I don't know. I think maybe if you, like, want, a silly Christmas movie. But who knows?
Okay. That's fair. Okay. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. This I've never seen this movie. I've never seen this film.
Jackson, oh my God.
I think I've seen the scene where he like electrocutes himself on the roof and falls down.
Yeah.
And I've seen a scene where he like turns on all the lights and then the power goes out.
This is that's a favorite. All, that's all I've seen. I've already watched this movie twice this year, and I'm not even necessarily considering myself to be in the holiday spirit yet, just with like school and everything going on. But it's easily a favorite. We're watching it at some point.
Okay, we'll watch it. We'll watch it.
Yeah.
All right. Keep the Train Moving. Christmas Carol. Is this Disney's thing? I don't know.
Where do you want to put this one?
I'm trying to remember it.
Do you remember in middle school when
we did go to that
play?
That play was good. That was a good play.
I was like, if the,
dude,
if
I remember the, people were falling. Like, I'm pretty sure the buddy next, like my friend next to me, fell asleep. Oh,
well, I think
brutal.
I was a couple rows behind you because I do remember someone falling.
Who? No, I feel like I was
talking about it.
Who was I sitting? I was sitting next to some girl.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I know.
Middle school.
Oh, and I was like so lucky to sit next to her, and I don't remember. What a shame.
We were at Portillo's beforehand, and everyone dressed up to go to school.
Because we had to dress up.
Book or whatever. It was.
And I remember it's like some school pulled up, and there like wasn't like anybody dressed up.
Yeah, there was I think there was like two or three schools there, and then a bunch of old people because it was like a middle of the day showing. But I'm like kind of done with like Christmas Carol story. I think that's gonna go in mid.
Well,
because
you probably just saw that. You saw the one with the recent one.
What recent one?
Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
I didn't watch
Isn't that
it.
A Christmas? Isn't it? Well, you watched the first 30 minutes.
It's like a spoof, but I mean, I don't know enough of the story. I just know that.
Just so mid.
Like,
same tier. Is it same tier as Arthur Christmas? Okay.
Yeah.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Now, we do have the live action one, so we'll do that one next. But the animated one. I haven't seen the animated one in a long time. I think for sure we can say that live action is better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool. I would say
above
a classic. I would say that's a classic, the live action one.
No, put the live action one up in Jane's favorite. This is one of my favorite Christmas movies. I always make my family watch it. It's so silly. Like watching it as a kid, it was kind of scary, like some of the scenes, but it's like aged well, and I still like will sit down and watch it anytime it's on. But I do agree that the original animated, it's just such a good story. So I would put the original in either like above mid or classic.
Yeah, I think it's a bit. I mean I haven't seen it in a while, so that just kind of means like if I haven't seen it in a while, you're not a classic. You can't make it to a classic. The exception,
I think above
Christmas Story,
mid is...
I just haven't seen that just haven't seen it. There's
above
other
mid
there's
a good one.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay, Elf. Now I watched this for the first time last Christmas with
crazy.
Or at least
full
length. I've seen scenes and stuff, obviously, because this movie's been out for like 20 something years. I'm gonna put this in like above mid, and you're gonna be like, no, it's Jackson's classic, but I think it's above mid. I think it's above mid, and the reason why.
But
okay, what?
It's not one of my favorites, just because I think like I do enjoy watching it with my family, and like the scenes still make me giggle, and like especially as I'm older, like there's more things you pick up on. But I think it's like it's gotten like a little redundant to me, which is why I wouldn't put it into favorites. Like I'd much rather put one of the three that are up there on before I watch Elf, and I can only watch Elf like once or twice a year. It's not like one that I can like turn on all the time, but it's
so it's not a classic though. That's for me. That's not a classic.
No. It's Jackson, it's so good. Everyone has
seen if you can only turn on a classic once a year or like twice a year.
Well, no, I don't mean it in that sense. Like if someone's gonna turn on Elf, I'm not gonna complain. I think it's above mid to you because you didn't grow up watching it.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I think
you know what?
This
is what we'll do.
Bump it
we'll
up.
Make our joint tier list together. And then we'll go to social media and make our separate ones after this episode's released. So make sure to go on our social medias to vote for who has the better tier list. For right now, we're keeping it above mid because we put Grinch at favorite. That's our trade-off for this one, as at least right now.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, Frosty the Snowman.
Classic.
I think this one's classic.
Yeah, there's not much to say.
You can't really say anything. It's a good music. Really good music.
The animation's cute. I like it.
Yeah, it's... I can't talk enough about Frosty Snowman, then. Just can't.
You know, okay. I'm going to interject right now because I'm looking at the... Oh, wait, never mind. I see it now. Okay.
Just wait.
We'll go back.
I'll wait. Okay, why is Home Alone 2? Okay, we'll go Home Alone 1 first. I think this one, it's either fave or classic.
I'm not
in terms
like...
of Christmas, in terms of Christmas vibe, I would go classic.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's like the Die Hard situation, right? And Die Hard's not on here. It should be. We'll add that at the end. Don't let us
Christmas
forget.
movie,
That's a
boo.
It is a Christmas movie.
No,
it
I'm
is.
saying boo, it's not on the list because it is a Christmas movie.
Oh, I know. Yeah, what a shame. There's some ones on here I haven't even heard of. But Home Alone's like one where you can watch like any time of the year in that sort of sense. Like same vibe as Die Hard, but in terms of Christmas movies and the Christmas season, it's not. I'm not watching Home Alone over Christmas Story and Grinch.
Yeah.
So that's why it's in classic. Home Alone
It's a
2,
good one.
I'd probably put it above mid. It's the same
Yeah.
movie, just in New York. That's the only two Home Alones we have, which are probably
which is
arguably
good because
only
this is the
two
only two
necessary
that
ones.
matter. The other ones are bad.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. A Wonderful Life.
I
I've
haven't
never seen
seen
this
it.
one. Okay.
We were just
So we
talking
haven't seen
about
it.
this in class the other day, but
Apparently,
I've not seen
it's
it.
pretty good. Apparently, I've heard it's pretty good.
Everyone,
So.
not everyone, because obviously we haven't seen it, but a lot of people will watch that yearly.
What is this one?
I can't see it on mine.
I can't. Let me zoom in. Miracle on 34th Street. Never seen that.
Oh, I've heard of that, but I also haven't seen it.
Okay, and then this one's another Miracle on 34th Street. Yeah, Miracle on
Yeah,
43rd Street, 65th anniversary. Yeah, no. Sorry. Sorry.
34th Street. Did you say 43rd?
Did I say 43rd? My bad.
I don't know. Like, wait a
Christmas,
minute.
what's this one? Christmas again, Charlie Brown. Christmas time again, Charlie Brown. Have you seen that one?
I don't think I've seen that. It's just a classic for me.
Wow.
Have you seen it?
Wow. I've not seen it. But
There you go.
You're a big Charlie Brown supporter.
Well, no, I not over the top supporter.
All right. Have you seen
Okay. My
Claws?
family, well, no, but it was played in my house last year. I just opted not to watch.
Okay, so we haven't seen it. Polar
Yeah.
Express, favorite. I'll die on a hill. I'll die on a hill saying it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I had a feeling you would say that.
Because, okay, what do
actually,
you think, it's a
no,
classic?
I agree, it's a favorite.
Okay, I was gonna say. Yeah, Tom Hanks is literally every character in this film. He's every character. This
Tom
is
Hanks
something
was
I didn't
so
even know
good
this.
in this movie.
He's the boy. He's the conductor. He's the homeless man. He's Santa. Who else am I forgetting?
I don't know. I'd have to see a
He's
list.
well, let me go through it again. He's the conductor. He's the main boy. He's the homeless guy. He's Santa. He's the dad. I'm pretty sure he's the mom.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And I might be wrong on the
Wait,
mom.
Tom?
He's the dad, though. He's the dad of the kid. He's at least five roles. At
Yeah.
least five.
It is crazy.
And I love the animation in this film.
No,
I love
I love
it.
this
I love
movie,
it.
and we
Love it.
used to watch it every year in elementary school, and they'd bring us all hot chocolate during the hot chocolate scene, and there's like a train that dresses up, well, that's decorated
No.
as the Polar Express that goes by my grandma's house, and this is another good, like, growing up one, but the animation, it's
So
kind of
good.
scary.
So good. You're just mad. You're just bad. You just don't like
That's
animation at
fine.
all. Speaking of animation, Rudolph.
Okay, these ones. I hate stop motion claymation, but these Christmas movies, so
I
good.
can't remember the last time I've seen this movie.
Really? I think Rudolph would have to go
Say both of them.
classic. Yeah. Okay, well, actually, no, that's fair. I'm looking at the rest of the list. Since both of our opinions are going in, if you want to leave it at above mid, that's fine. I won't, like, fight, which is maybe
Actually,
why
we'll
it's
put it in
above mid,
classic.
but.
We'll put it in classic because I think if I
Okay,
rewatch it, I'd be
okay.
like, oh, this is.
Yeah.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Oop, as I'm banging.
You're looking at.
Rude off. Is this the right film? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can I walk? Where can you? Oh, Amazon Prime, $10, my butt.
It's whatever Christmas
Oh, wait,
channel
what am I
you
doing?
Turn on TV, it'll be playing at some point.
Hold up.
What are you looking?
Where to watch? I gotta look up where to watch. Hulu.
I just okay. look on TV.
I mean, I do have DirecTV stream, so
there you go.
That counts as cable.
Who has cable anymore?
Who's cable? All right, what is this one?
I do. I don't. What is it?
Is this Rudolph Shiny New Year?
Oh, that one's above. No.
Is it better?
No. It's a debate between whether it's mid or above mid, because looking at the other movies in mid, I don't know if I want to place it with those, but it's definitely, no, I'll put it in mid. It's good, and I like that one.
Oh, you'll put it.
Just leave it in mid, yeah, but it's not nearly as good as the original.
Nice.
Uh-oh. Jackson.
Okay.
Who's next one?
We got The Santa Claus. Now, this is where our opinions are shifting. This is a classic film. Yeah, see, let me go through all of them real quick, and then let me say what you think. All right. Then you got Santa Claus 1, right? Then you got Santa Claus 2 and Santa Claus 3.
So
they get better and better. The third one might be the best one, and everyone loves the first one.
I don't even remember which one's which.
The first one is when he becomes Santa. The second one is when he needs to get Mrs. Claus, and the third one is when Jack Frost like betrays him.
See, I just
you're just wrong.
I'll let you. I don't. If this is my tier list, and when I do make my tier list, the top two with the J&G favorite will definitely be lower, but I'd agree that the Santa Claus is a classic, though, because I like, it's just, when you think of Christmas movies, it's definitely one that comes up the top of the head, but
you're not fighting me on this?
No, I just, like,
okay, where would you move it? Where do you think they would be? I'll move them. Where's Santa Claus? Where's the first one? Where does it go?
I'd leave that in classic.
Okay.
And I'd put the other two in mid.
Mid.
Yeah. I just don't like them. I think Tim Allen's annoying in these movies. I know. I'm like in the minority in this. And I posted a poll.
Mid. You're telling me Elf is better than these movies?
Yes.
Elf.
Yes.
Let me Home Alone 2. Elf, yeah. Arguable. But Home Alone 2. Oh my goodness.
And we posted a poll on my Instagram story. And if I remember correctly, I don't remember correctly.
I don't think you have
your
proof.
I'm pulling it up right now.
I'm not logged into my Instagram currently,
but I will put that poll in here afterwards.
It's ridiculous. I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right.
The Santa Claus trilogy. First off. Where's Elf's new movie? Where's Elf? Isn't Elf coming out with any new content in the year of 2022?
No, but it should
There's
not.
There's a new Santa Claus show.
Should not be coming out with any more content. It looks so terrible.
They gotta finish his story.
It looks really bad. It's a cash grab.
You know what? This is what I'm gonna do.
It's a cash grab.
Okay. It's giving me entertainment. Since I am taking control of the socials, I'm going to do on the Instagram story of JG, I'm going to do a watch through update as I watch each episode. I should have done this
episode,
for Wednesday.
It's a
when
show?
I watched Wednesday. Yeah, it's a show. It's not a movie.
Oh my god. No. These remakes need to go. And why Elf doesn't have any more content even though a sequel was written?
Look at this.
Because Will Ferrell did not like Jon Favreau. So.
Oh, boo-hoo.
That's so stupid. Disney just wants your money. The mouse wants your money. He's going to take it and put it in his little mouse pocket.
If he's giving me Tim Allen a Santa Claus, I can't say less.
It's not going to be good.
You're just angry. You're just an angry woman.
It's marketing.
All right, I'll compromise. Hey, I'll compromise. I'll go Santa Claus and Santa Claus 3 and above mid.
Okay, that's fine.
Or, no.
Oh, and by the way,
I'll go all classic.
Polls, Speaking of polls,
no, I'll do
my
that.
Florence Pugh poll that I posted on Twitter. Don't forget it. Last episode, Jackson said that more people know Florence Pugh from Black Widow over Midsommar. And the polls, the people on Twitter, proved you wrong. Because more people
How many
said
people
that
voted?
They,
How many people voted? I'm
I
checking
think
this
11.
right now. 11 people
I'll put,
voted.
I'll put the results in here.
Jack.
When we edit this.
And I need to look this up.
What does it say, huh?
I gotta scroll all the way down for this tier list. 11. We need to find out who these 11 people are, though.
Show
Because
yourselves. They have my back, Jackson. You're
you
wrong.
You
You're
definitely
wrong.
voted. You definitely voted on JG. You definitely voted.
No. You can't vote on your own account, silly.
Okay, fine.
I have one Twitter account.
You voted on all your bogus second accounts.
I have one Twitter account. And I don't even know the password to it, which is why I'm logged out of it right now. Stay mad. Stay mad. But back to business.
Whatever. So we'll compromise there. I changed it up. No, I gotta go all three classics. Sorry.
That's fine.
If what film do you want to bring up? I'll let you bring up a film.
I don't want to bring up any of those.
Okay.
That's just,
what is this
these
one?
Are your free passes. Okay, this is a classic.
Santa
Or no,
Claus.
a J&G favorite. It's one of those little animation ones again. And
but you
it's
hated
about...
these movies.
No! I just said I love
Didn't you...
them.
All right. Well,
I hate the
fine.
I hate it usually, but I love that one.
All right. Have you seen these?
I didn't see
The
it.
Christmas Chronicles.
Yes, I have, but I don't remember anything about them, so just put them in Never Seen.
All right. The latest Grinch animation.
That was mid.
We're just getting
it
to
had
it.
Tyler, the Creator on the soundtrack, which is really good, his little Grinch song. And
All right.
Benedict Cumberbatch was an interesting choice, but it was pretty mid.
Interesting. All right. The Muppets Christmas Carol.
I've never seen it, I don't think.
All I know is I feel like I would, if I were to watch this now, I'd probably say it's better than that. So I'm just going to go above mid. Oh, we've never seen
Yeah.
it?
No, I
I've
think
never seen it.
I don't know. I can't remember
I don't
if I have
remember.
or haven't. Okay.
So we got The Nativity.
I've not seen that.
You've not seen The Nativity? This is what Christmas is all about.
I know. I just haven't seen that.
The Nativity Story. I've saw it probably when I was in like third grade, second grade.
Well, where do you want to put it?
In terms of Christmas, you gotta go classic. It's The Nativity. It's our Lord and
fair.
Savior. We'll put
see,
it on the classic.
This one is a toss-up. Is this a
What, The
Halloween
Nightmare Before
movie?
Christmas? That's what
Or
I was
is
talking
it
about
a
earlier.
Christmas movie?
I was literally talking, and I was like, I don't know where this film goes. I don't know if this what this classifies as. And plus, I haven't seen this one in a fat minute.
Okay, so we'll talk about this
Would you
movie.
watch this? Would you watch this during Christmas?
Yeah, because it plays on TV during Christmas, but it also plays on TV during Halloween.
I'm saying mid.
But yeah, it's
in
a
terms
good.
of Christmas,
It's a good
in terms
movie,
of Christmas,
but
in terms of Christmas movies, I'm not putting that on.
Yeah.
I'd watch every single movie above, every tier above. I watch every film in that before I watch that.
Yeah, I think I'd agree.
What is this one? Star? We've definitely not seen that one.
Yeah, A Year Without Santa Claus is above mid.
Above mid?
Yeah.
Okay. Above mid. All
That's
right.
with
Final
Heat
movie.
Miser and Snow
White
Miser.
Christmas.
Good one.
Have you seen White
I've not
Christmas?
seen White Christmas.
We have not seen White Christmas.
No.
Okay. So as we look at this tier list, are we changing anything?
I like it. Now I'm just trying to think of what is not on this tier list. But.
So we got Die Hard. We'll put Die Hard first.
Okay.
Die Hard is a classic. It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's not classic tier. In terms of Christmas movies, it's a classic. I'm not watching that over anything of the ones I put in the top. Let's see off the top of my head.
I'm
Harry
looking it up
Potter.
right
Does Harry
now.
Potter
Okay.
technically count as horror? Like horror, Halloween or Christmas? Takes
Not
place
to
during Christmas.
me, but I'll
I think
let
there's merit
you.
to it.
Okay.
In terms of Harry Potter, the first one at least, because the first, I mean, they all take place technically during the school year, which takes place during the holiday season. But in terms of the first Harry Potter, which has a Christmas present opening scene, in terms of Christmas, I'll put it in above mid.
Okay. Have you seen Christmas with the Cranks?
I've not seen.
Okay, Christmas that with one the is above mid.
Okay.
It's a good story, but
Tell me what's the plot of that one? I might have seen that one.
It's like
it's what couple... the dad, the husband doesn't like Christmas or doesn't like people.
No, it's like no. This couple has this daughter. I could be wrong on this, so if I am and someone wants to correct me, then go for it. But it's like this couple is supposed to go on a cruise because their daughter isn't coming home for Christmas.
No, yes. I've seen that. That's what I'm talking about. And you know, because he doesn't like Christmas because he wants to go on the cruise. He doesn't want to participate in all the.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's above mid.
So I'd say above mid.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine with that. That's a good movie.
There's a Tom and Jerry Nutcracker movie.
Not seen that.
So good. That's a J&G favorite for me. My brothers and I watch it every year when we go to Christmas in Cleveland to visit my relatives. And it's just a good Nutcracker retelling with the slapstick comedy of Tom and Jerry. And it's really good. I like it a lot.
Christmas movies. Are we missing any more? Spirited.
I cannot remember the name of this one, but there's this Christmas movie my grandma has on DVD, and I'll have to text her and ask her what it's called.
We forgot pretty much every single Hallmark rom-com.
I don't watch that.
You got the Polar Express. Believe it or not.
Oh my gosh. But this movie my grandma has on DVD and 8 Big Christmas.
I had to watch that. I forgot to watch that. I was meant to watch that.
We were supposed to watch that together last year, but we didn't.
Yeah. Christmas with the Cranks, just saw that. There's a Christmas Story too. Interesting. Okay, you know you're not on a good site when it says Shazam is a Christmas movie.
I just saw that too. Have you seen Shazam?
I have seen Shazam and I like Shazam.
I have not seen it. Anyways. But my uncle has a dog named after Shazam.
If we forget,
I can't
any,
find it.
Let us know in the comments below, because we might have to make a part two if we've missed.
Yeah.
We literally left half a majority of the Home Alone. We left majority of Home Alone off the list. We could write the Hallmark, because it says right here, Christmas movies about girlfriends, and it has Paul Blart Mall Clap. Does that classify? Let us know what your opinions below. But anyways,
have you ever seen?
I think this wraps up today's episode. What's your final? Yeah. What do you have to say?
No, I was going to say, have you ever seen Bad Santa?
I've not. I was literally talking about that one again today. I have not seen Bad Santa.
Yeah, it's been a great one, and I definitely watched it at a young age at a young friend's house. But I'm just trying to think of other ones. But yes, back to what you were saying, solid tier list.
We're each gonna get our individual ones up though, so that should be fun. So yeah, that wraps up today's episode. Hopefully, everyone has a good beginning to this holiday season. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Nice.